You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. It's another opportunity. It's another time to come in to your cars and to your home. It's another time just to come around the radio in the way of Cypress audience just to encourage you and let you know God is good. It's about time for your miracle. Thank God for the radio station, WWBC. Come on here, 1510. Come on here, 99.9. Come on here, come in and bring us in to your area, making it possible on Mondays and Fridays, such as today. Guess what? Again, it's about time for your miracle. Sit back, relax, come on here, and enjoy the ride while we ride into the word of encouragement, while we ride into your miracle. There is something great is going to happen to you. All you got to do is have enough faith to believe that it's going to happen. Believe that God is going to bring you through. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. Call a neighbor. Tell a friend, tell somebody that Apostle Curtis Watkins is now on the air. Come on. Again, you want to know what station? WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. On your AM dial. Guess what? 99.9. You got to tune in because it's time for your miracle. We want to thank God for all of you, those that have been tuning in to the radio broadcast. We want to thank God for you, you and you. We thank God for how He allowed us to come into your homes, into your cars, however you're tuning into the way of our broadcast. We're so grateful to you today that you're tuning in. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's go to a word of, into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another time, God, that you allowed us to come into the homes and allow us to come into the Cypress audience, Father. We thank you right now that it's a way being made, Father, and we don't take it for granted right now, Father. We thank you for meeting the needs of them right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I want you to be encouraged. Why? Because God is with us, and he's going to see us through. He's going to make a way out of no way for us. Hold your head up high. Come on. That's what you're in right now. Because of what you're in right now, it doesn't matter that. It doesn't mean that you're not coming out. It doesn't mean that God is not going to bring you through. You're going to come through this. You must know this without a shadow of a doubt that God is going to bring you through. So just hold on. Hold on. Don't give up. Don't give out. Keep trusting God because he will make a way out of no way. Be of good courage. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. And he's going to do a scene above all we think or ask. Hold on, my friend, because guess what? Help is here now. Help is for you. Help is for you. All you got to do is trust God and believe God and take God at his word. Take God at his word because his word is his bond towards you. We want to send out our condolence, amen, to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour. We want to send out our condolence, amen, to you right now. Hallelujah. We pray for Sister Juanita Houston, amen, in the passing of her son, amen. We want to send out our condolence to this family, amen. God, we praying right now that God will see them through, that God will see them through in the passing of her son, Cleo Bentley, and to the Bentley family. We send out our condolence. We praying for you all and praying with you all that God will see you through, amen. Also, we want to send out our condolence to the Pompeii family, and we want to pray for him and their family that God would see them through in the passing of Brother Pompeii, that God would see him through his sisters and his children. We pray that God would see them through right now. Amen. The homegoing service for him will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock, St. James and Mims. Amen. Well, Pastor Keith Butler is the pastor. And again, that will be the homegoing service for him will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock. St. James in Mims, where Pastor Keith Buckner is the pastor. So we want to pray for them that God will see them through. Amen. The wake is today from 4 to 6. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to pray for them today that God will see them through at Lewis Ray Mortuary in Titusville. And we do not have anything right now for Cleo Bentley, but we will have something for him coming up. Arrangements will be made, and I will have them. So let's pray for these families and pray for the ones that you know that I may not have been able to call and don't know, but pray for them that God will see them through. Again, we bring you greetings from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. We want to give good God bless you shout out to elect lady, only lady, amen, evangelist, Dr. Benita Watkins. God bless you, my wife. Praise God for you. We love you. Thank God for you. Praise God. And to our church mothers, our evangelists, our prophetess, all our elders, amen. We thank God for you. Those of you that make up the congregation, they're at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you. I want to thank all of you all once again. Amen. For what you have done and what you have been doing. You're calling in encouragements and just seeing me out in the marketplace. And you just been saying you've been tuning in to the radio broadcasts as our services. You've been tuning in to them. Thank you for following me. God bless you. Bless all of you. Bless all of you. Listen, today is Friday, 30th. And guess what? I want you to know, just because the month is in, is about to end, and we're approaching and going into July. I want you to know, guess what? Just as the month is ending like this, just know this. What you're in, or you're currently in right now, there's an end to it. It won't last. They wrote a song out, said that trouble don't last always. It won't end, my brother. It's going to end, my sister. You think it won't end, but it's going to end. It is going to end. Praise God. Why? Because Jesus lived, and he's in the midst of what we're in, and he's going to bring us out. Come on, somebody. We just got to trust God and believe him and keep him at his word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be of good courage. I want you to know that God is able. He's able to see you through. He's going to see you through. You can make it through this. Why? Because Jesus lived. He lives. Amen. He lives. I'm glad he lives. He's in our hearts. So all we got to do is trust him. Praise God. We can trust him when we can't trace him. Come on, son. I trust God. Let you know I trust God. Because the God I trust, he's able to do a sin above all we think or ask. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're in, no matter what we're going through with, God can do it. Just trust him. I trust him. Tell your neighbor, I trust him. Trust God with all your might. Trust God with everything that's in you. And he will bring you out. He will bring you out. Praise our God. Listen, let's go to the word of God. Amen. Let's go to the word of God. Praise God. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Thank God. Again, we bring you greetings from the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Thank God for you tuning in to the radio broadcast. Listen, I want to let you know today that the Word of God is true. The Word of God is true. The Word is our solid foundation that we have to trust in. That we have to just bank on the word. You can bank on the word when you can't bank on nothing else. Come on. Hallelujah. For the word of God, he says, you know, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word is going to stand forevermore. So I want to encourage you on this morning. Praise God. I about to say this afternoon. I want to encourage you this morning. Do not, whatever you do, do not let the word lay dormant. Open your mouth and begin to speak the word, decree and declare what the word of God has said about you and through you and with you. There are certain things that we must speak at all times. There are certain things we must not speak at all times. We must speak the word at all times. Be instant in season and out of season, speaking the word of God, decreeing and then declaring the word of God over you. When you get up throughout the day, when you lay down, come on. These are the three must things we must do. Continue to do what? Speak the word over us. Come on. Hallelujah. According to the word of God, I ministered on this before. Praise God. See, when you abide in God and his word abide in you, you can ask what you will. No matter what it is, when you abide in him, when you stay in the word, when you stay in the word, constantly have his word on your mind, constantly have his word, this word coming out your off your lips. You can say, Apostle, well, how could I do this? When I'm in the midst of everything I got going on, how can I continue to speak his word? Come on. You may not be able literally to speak it out when you're talking to someone at the same time, but you can think in your mind, subconscious, I'm thinking on the word of God. I'm constantly rehearsing the word in my mind, and then I'm making it manifest when I let it come out my mouth. Because no matter what I'm in, I'm going to do what? Speak the word. I'm going to confess the word, no matter what it looks like. The word is powerful. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword, going in, cutting to the joint, marrow, and center of the bone. So all we got to do is do what? Begin to speak the word, begin to decree and declare the word over every circumstances that we're in. There is no circumstance, there's no situation, come on, that's powerful than the word of God that's in your life. Come on, hallelujah, glory to God. He's given us power, he's given us authority. Come on, hallelujah. This is due in this earth. Come on, we have the power and the authority in the earth realm right now. Come on, hallelujah. To do what? To decree and declare. Everything has dominion. Everything, this, the whale has dominion over the sea. Come on. Come on. The eagle has dominion. The power over the air. Come on. Hallelujah. That's what the, come on. We got to realize that. Praise God. The lion has control over the jungle. Come on. Hallelujah. He does. Come on. Now man has the authority on earth. We have the authority on earth to decree and declare. All right. To produce and to speak things into existence. Come on, let's go to the word of God. Remember, God gave Adam dominion. Come on, let's go back. He gave Adam dominion. He gave Adam dominion to do what? To name everything, every animal that was on the earth, the trees. Come on, he gave him dominion. So we have dominion right now on earth. Come on, you're not going to say nothing to me. We have dominion. Call those things which be not as though they were. We have power. We have authority in our mouth. You're not going to say nothing to me out there today. You got to use the authority. Jesus said when he walked, he said, let there be and there was. Come on. He had dominion. He had power. Take your rightful place as kingdom citizens on earth. We have dominion to name and to claim and to speak into every situation that we're in. It has to reverse. It has to reverse. According to the word of God, there is power, there is life and death in the tongue. When you begin to speak faith-filled words that do what? Rule. Faith-filled words to do what? Dominate. Faith-filled words to do what? To take over. You have the authority right here on earth. Come on. Yes, you do. Come on. It's no good. It's not going to be no good in heaven. It's already done in heaven. So what we got to do is pray and have the authority on earth right now as believers, as brothers and sisters, as the authority that he has once given unto man, he gave it back unto us. Come on, because he made it possible when he came down, hallelujah, and redeemed us back. Come on, he gave us our blood bought right back to do what? To walk and decree and declare in dominion. Rule. We got power to rule over it. This situation don't have power to rule over me. Sickness does not have power to rule over me. Poverty does not have power to rule over me. Come on, it does not have power to rule over you. Any situation that you're in right now does not have the authority and the power to rule over you. Why? Because he has given us his word. Excuse me. He has given us the word and he has given us the authority. Come on here. The blood bought right. The blood bought authority through his word. He redeemed us back from the hand of the enemy. Come on. He redeemed us back. When I say redeemed us back, he brought us back and restored back to us, gave us dominion, gave us the power and the authority that once was delivered unto Adam. But then he turned around, Adam turned around and lost it, gave it to Satan. Come on. So what he did was, he said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and redeem man back to you. Back to you. So now he have come down to 42 generations. He have given his life. Come on here. And now he have redeemed us back, bought us back, gave us back to the Father. Come on. Hallelujah. Now you have the blood bought right to walk in the authority. Your healing, you have the blood bought right to walk into your finances. Come on, you have the blood bought right to walk into everything that once was stole from you. Now you have the authority back. And what are you going to do with it? Don't let the enemy take your authority again. That was good right there. Don't let the enemy take your authority that once was given unto you and that was once restored back to you. Come on. Hallelujah. I've been restored back to my place in God. The winers came out with that song. I've been restored back to my what? Place in God. You've been restored back to the place that the enemy thought you was never going to return to. So this is why I want you to say, and this is why I come on saying, it's a time for your miracle. You got to open your mouth and decree and declare what the word say about you. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to Hebrews, come on here. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. You have the authority through faith to do what? Decree and declare and to speak a thing and it shall happen. The Bible says Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. You cannot stagger at the promises of God because you're going through some circumstances and some situations and it seems like you're not going to come out. It seems like you're being torn. It seems like every situation you're in right now, the enemy is trying to tell you that you're not going to make it. But I stopped by the radio station today. Come on here, WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. I stopped by to tell you today that you're in the middle of your miracle. Don't give up. I came live on Instagram today to tell somebody out there today that God, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shabbat, Jehovah Shalom, hallelujah, the God of peace is going to bring you out. Hold your head up high. Don't go through another day, another minute, hour, or second. Let the enemy talk to you. You're in the middle of your miracle. Hallelujah. According to the word of God. Hallelujah. Now faith. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Come on. Take dominion over that. Take dominion. Take your rightful place back. Now. Right now. Right now. In the situation that you're in. You say, Apostle, it's too hard for me. No, it's not. You say, Apostle, I don't feel like it. You feel like it. Take dominion. Take authority over that situation and let the devil know you have no dominion. You have no authority. You have no right. You are trespassing against the word of God because it was given unto us. It was given unto me. It was given unto you as believers. We have to walk in the God-given blood right that was once delivered to the saints. Come on. It's about time for your miracle. Come up, come out, come through. Hold your head up. Come on. I don't come with long, old, drawn-out speeches. I don't come with nothing so enticed over your head. I come with the simplicity of the gospel. You can make it through this. You can make it through that. Hold on. You may be going through bereavement hour, but God is your strength. God is your strength, and he's your peace. You may feel, I can't go on. I can't go on without my loved one. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. I'm not telling you don't grieve. I'm not telling you don't cry. I'm not telling you don't shed a tear because that's part of us. Jesus shed a tear. That's part of us. But guess what? In the midst of doing that, God is going to see you through. He's going to keep you. Come on. He's going to give you strength. The enemy wants to come in and he wants to sabotage what God has already done and what God has already given us. So he'll try to come in any kind of way. So while you're grieving, somebody has to be praying for you. While you're grieving, somebody has to keep you covered in the blood. So the enemy won't sneak in and try to take you out through hyperventilation, try to take you out through heart attacks, try to take you out through high blood pressure, try to take you out through all this other stuff while we are praying, while you're grieving. So then while you're sick, the enemy wants to take you out through your sickness. Somebody has to be praying the healing of God, thanking God for the healing of God over your body, because it's already done. Take dominion back over your situation, back over your right, your blood-bought given right as believers. Praise God. I just want to come on to encourage you today. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for you to stand up. It's about time for you to get what you need to get. And you say, Apostle, well, I'm not saved, but I give you opportunity. Come to know him. I give you opportunity according to the word of God, according to Romans. Come on here. All he said to do is what? Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's what the word said. You don't have to write no letter. You don't have to go get nobody's approval. Come on. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. All you have to do is have a repentant heart. Father, I have sinned against thee, and against thee only have I sinned. I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my life. Live in me, and I shall live for you for the rest of days, for the rest of my life. And that's simple as that. You'll believe God. Find your place of worship. Get into a Bible-based teaching church that will teach you the word of God and grow. Go and grow. Come on. But back here, you got to know this. We got to stand on the word of God. No matter what it is, stand on the word of God. Because why? The word of God is what it is. The word of God is what it is. What is it? True. The word of God is what it is. My strength. The word of God is my peace. The word. What is the word? The Bible say, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And without him, there was nothing made. In the beginning. That's what it is. We can't get away from that. We can't get away from the foundation of the word. Because if we go anywhere else and try to build on something else, all other ground is sinking sand. So I take dominion over what I was given at my birth right. My birth bought right. I take a dominion over it. I take authority over it. The enemy can't have my help. The enemy can't have my home. The enemy can't have nothing that belongs to me. You take dominion over it. Kingdom dominion. Reign on earth now. Not in heaven, but it's already done. But on the earth, I stand on and I walk on and I believe what he says. I believe what he says. Come on here. Glory to God. I believe what he says. We got to take our blood bought right. We got to take it back. Don't let Satan have it. It was delivered to us. Don't give him the authority. Don't give him the satisfaction to come on you and take over your blood bought right. That's just like, you're not going to let anybody just come to your home and take over. You invite them in and they take over and tell you to sit down and be quiet. They ask you, they tell you when you can get some water out your own refrigerator. They can tell you when you go to your own restroom or whatever. You just invite them in, but they come in. You're not going to let nobody do that in the natural. So come on, let's go in the spirit realm. I'm not going to let nobody walk up on me in the spirit, in the circumstances or situation that dictate to me and tell me how to react with my spirit. No, you can't. The scripture say, first of all, Satan must do what? He must bind the strong man. Then he comes in and do what? Steal and take all his goods. Bind him and take all his goods. So you got to allow him to come in first. You got the right and dominion and the authority to tell him, flee. You resist him, he'll flee from you. According to the word, you resist him because you have the authority and dominion in your mouth. Come on, somebody. This is good teaching. This is good teaching. All you got to do is decree and declare what the word of God says over you and about you. Be not afraid, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and sound mind. My time is going to be coming gone here. I just want to encourage you today. That's what I do. That's what I do. That's who I am. I want to pull you up. I want to pull you up out of what you're in and let you know that there is hope. There is a time of joy. there's a time of peace. It's about time for your miracle. Come on up out of that. Come on up out of that, young man. Come on up out of that, young lady. Come up on out of that middle-aged woman, middle-aged man. Come on up out of that situation. Because God cares for you. He cares for you. And he loves you. He loves you. There is victory. There is faith. There is victory in God. And he wants to be in you. You got to allow it to be in you. Be not weary in well-doing. For in due season, you're going to do what? Reap if you faint not. Hold on. Because the God we serve, he is able to do a sin abundant all we think of. Why? Because we're walking in our dominion. We're walking in our blood bought right. This is my right as a believer. This is my right as a child of God. Praise God. Again, this is Apostle Dr. Curtis Watkins. Praise our God. The pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. If you're ever in the area, come on. Stop in. We would love to have you. Our service hours are Sunday school start at 9:30. Morning worship at 11. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Tuesday night Bible study, 7 o'clock. Friday night deliverance service. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, at 7. I'm telling you, God meet us there. He be there with us every time we dock the doors. I'm looking to see you, you and you. God bless all of you all. Amen. All my brothers and sisters that's on the wall. Amen. God bless all of you. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Be of good courage. Listen, I know my time is coming gone. Amen for the day. Just remember, Monday, same station, same time. Guess what? It'll be time for your miracle. Again, 1 minute left. 1 minute left. In those 1 minute, come on. Somebody might not know Jesus. You might just tune in. Turn on the radio broadcast. I give you an opportunity to come to know him. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, according to the word, he said, thou shalt be saved. So that's all you got to do. You believe it in your heart and you confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Guess what? He's saved. Find your local church again. It's teaching the word of God. Get in there, grow, and go. All right? Until Monday, same time, guess what? We'll see you in the move of God. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. The evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.